Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. Today, you guys are in for a real treat. This is a little different than some things we've talked about in the past, where usually we spend time talking about funnels. I want to make sure we spend some time talking about the real personal aspect of building a business, and that's the importance of networking. So for that, I've actually brought on Elias Cepeda, who oversees all the partnerships and all the marketing for one of the largest networking events literally throughout the United States, and that is a company called Network After Work. So Elias, welcome.
Thanks so much, Dave. Happy to be here.
So let's just kind of dive right in. We're talking here to an audience of funnel hackers who spend a lot of the time obviously behind a computer and building sales funnels and all that kind of stuff. Yet at the same time, with my line of work, as far as doing all the business development, the top line revenue for ClickFunnels, it's all about relationships and people. And I really want to make sure that people understand, as they're listening to this podcast, you cannot forget there's people who are on the other side of those screens, who are, whether it's on your mobile phones or your computers, who are seeing all your funnels and how you actually connect with them. So Elias, I'd like to kind of dive right in and talk a little bit about what have you learned over the years as far as the importance of networking and how to do it effectively.
Absolutely. I think networking for small business owners is really a very inexpensive and effective strategy to go out and connect with other small business owners. There's certainly various different benefits to networking. And as an online marketer myself, I do have some specific tips. Knowing the funnel hacker community and ClickFunnels in general, I have some quick tips I'd like to share, because you're right, it's very easy to forget that. To be behind your computer and to forget that there's people out there and that there's opportunities to really go out and connect with people, on a monthly basis or so. So I wanted to share some tips, networking tips that I think would be really effective for online marketing professionals.
Well, let's just go right into them.
Awesome. So with funnel hackers in general, lots of them, I see them that they're targeting a lot of professional services. So I see a lot of chiropractors and lawyers and things like that. And one of the strategies that's implemented, and I see a lot specifically with SEO and online marketing, is kind of conducting a free audit, right? Reaching out to a small business owner, a local chiropractor, a local attorney, a small business owner in various different industries, and sending them basically an audit either of their website or their advertisement or whatnot. And instead of reaching out to them through email, networking events provide the opportunity for you to face-to-face meet with that prospective customer of yours to pitch them on your audit and the services that you're able to offer with them. So I think being able to offer that audit and demonstrate your expertise is really vital, and doing it face-to-face could be more effective than sending an email or LinkedIn message.
I think that sounds great. So tell me, it's kind of funny. I deal with this. I get approached all the time. Part of it because I'm out in a lot of the businesses and I'm at a lot of events, and people are always, approaching me, say, they come up and it's all about them. The very first thing they're trying to do is make sure that, gosh, I'd love to have Russell promote this, or will ClickFunnels promote this? And I'm always caught off guard by how just thoughtless, I guess, is for lack of a better term, how some people are as they're approaching others to work with them. And so if you don't mind, could you kind of help people understand what are the do's and don'ts of networking and how to actually network effectively?
Absolutely. So you want to start off by building, by introducing yourself and essentially building rapport with someone. It's not a pitch fest. So if you're going in with the intention to generate sales at that specific event, that's really not what networking events are all about. It's about building rapport, building relationships, and getting to know people and increase your own network. One of the main networking myths is that folks don't really you're not really able to sell a product at an event, and that's absolutely true. You're there to generate referrals and leads and really just connect with other small business owners. So rule number one is really don't pitch initially. You want to really understand who you're talking to and understand what they're looking for and what their core specialty is. And you want to demonstrate your expertise, and that's one of my main tips for the community here is demonstrate your expertise by giving free advice. You're building more credibility as a online expert. So by generating and demonstrating expertise, you're gonna be perceived as more of an expert, and it's gonna attract them to you. And I think that's really essential, is go in there with the process of delivering value and building relationships versus selling yourself or selling your service.
I love that. You know, I actually just got back from Jeff Walker's product launch Formula Live. We were down in Phoenix. Last week was a crazy networking meeting for me. It was kind of started off with Joe Polish's Genius Network. Spent the following day over at Robert Kiyosaki's and Dean Graziosi's. And again, all about relationships. And I was thinking about, actually, I was talking to Russell about it just this morning, about the importance. We're obviously in the point right now at a part where we're about ready to launch Russell's next book, Expert Secrets. And so I'm reaching out for a lot of favors right now as far as helping people or asking people to help promote the book. And we've talked about the importance of really digging that well way, way, way in advance. I can tell you right now, if I was just now starting to reach out to people saying, hey, you know what, I know you've never done anything. I've never done anything for you. I'd love for you to promote this book, even as great as it is. They're still going to be kind of put off by that. And so for me, I know the importance of digging that well is, and it's one of those things, honestly, it's been a huge topic on my mind. Really why I wanted you to have on the podcast is, I was at Jeff Walker's Product Launch Formula Live. While I'm there, I've got a ClickFunnels shirt on. We've got a booth, and this guy came up to me. And the first time it was fine. I was just like, you know, hey, Dave, gosh, you know, tell me what type of business you're in, or what type of, you know, what are you looking to launch next? And I thought, okay, sure. And so it was easy for me to tell him, listen, I'm with ClickFunnels and, you know, blah, blah, blah. He then approached me four other times with the exact same pitch line, having no idea that he'd already spoken to me three times prior. And I was like, you got to be a little more aware of who you're talking to and exactly what you're trying to get out of each meeting. So I know, at least for me, I think it's important that as you go into any event that you spend time talking and kind of come up with a game plan in advance as far as who are maybe some of the top people you want to meet or what, you know, what's your elevator pitch, you know, type going to be. And so I wanted to kind of talk to you about, how do you break the ice with someone at a networking event? What are some of the things you can do or say so it doesn't come across pitchy?
Great question, Dave. So a really good icebreaker is really talking about the event in general or the setting that you're at. So let's say if you're on a rooftop, you know, mention something about the setting that you find yourself in. Mention something about their attire. Everyone loves a compliment. So someone has some really cool shoes and you want to be, you know, genuine, authentic with this, but give them a compliment. It's a really good way to start off on a right foot. So give a compliment. And as you're getting the conversation started, ask them, you know, how can I help you, right? You know, Russell preaches on giving value. You can do the same thing at a networking event and to break the ice. You know, how can I help you and your business? And also get to know them on a deeper personal basis. Ask them, what are you passionate about, right? So don't just go in there handing off your business card, but really get to know the person. You know, find out what drives them, find out what they're looking for, find out their experience at the event. And I think those three initial things are a really good segue to get started in building that rapport with whoever you're networking with.
I love that. It's kind of funny, when I was at Genius Network this last week with Sean Stevenson was there, and he and I were sitting next to each other. This topic kind of came up, and it goes back to the old saying, you know, people really could care less how much you know until you know how much you care. And his, you know, Sean's big thing is, as he's talking to people, what he's really always asking is, so, you know, tell me what's driving you these days? What project are you most passionate about? What's the excitement in your life? And how, you know, once he hears that, then he's always thinking, how can I help that person get more of that excitement, get more of that passion in their life by doing things for them? And so, again, I've it's so fun for me to watch really, really good networkers and how they can be in the exact same setting, the exact same situation as those people who have no clue what they're doing and literally almost say the same type of things, but get completely different results. And so I appreciate, you know, the importance of really caring and getting more involved in a person's life and finding out more about them. So I think that's fantastic. What other tips or ideas do you have?
Yeah, absolutely. And I second that, Dave. So another kind of way that you can really, as online marketers, that we can really benefit from attending networking events is to also get feedback on your product or service and also maybe get some testimonials. right? So if you're about to launch an online platform and you're really debating what price point, go out and speak to your target market in person. Find out their feedback. So before you're launching, that feedback can be very valuable towards your specific effort. So find out what other folks are charging in the same industries. Find out feedback. And if you connect with someone, maybe give them a trial or a demo of some kind, that's also a great way to build up your testimonials for your site.
That's very cool. So as you've had the opportunity of being around all this networking, we had a lady here in our circle who was just talking to us. She had been a huge player in a very large financial services company and found out, she basically was told, the only place you can really network or build these relationships is at the bar. And so she started that and did that for years, but all of a sudden found herself almost, drinking too much and felt like there's got to be a better way. So I was going to ask you, with all the networking, obviously there's usually food and drinks and things involved. How do you go about doing it while networking effectively in that type of environment?
Great question. So there's no doubt that in a social environment, if the networking event's at a lounge or a bar or nightlife establishment, there's going to be alcohol involved. And what you want to do is you want to really go in with the intention to connect with people, build relationships, and get on with your day, right? It's not a party, it's a networking event. So consider it kind of a task for you to really go out, connect with who you want to connect with, and try not to get distracted by other things that are happening at the event. So you really kind of want to have that intention of going out and networking and try to distance yourself from all the distractions that can come about. Networking can happen anywhere. You can network. We were hosting monthly networking events to give people the platform to network amongst each other. But networking can happen while you're in line at Starbucks. It can happen while you're in line at the bank, and it can happen in a variety of other places. So the same tools that you can apply it in multiple areas.
Oh, I think that's great. That's great feedback. Tell me, Network After Work is one of the largest networking events out there. How did you guys come about, and what are some of the, how do people find out about it? Where are some of the places that, how can people take advantage of it, and what should they do when they're there?
Absolutely. Great question. So Network After Work started in 2009 by James Miller, and it quickly, in just a handful of years, grew to be the largest networking organization in the United States. So right now we're currently doing between 80 and 90 monthly events across the country with anywhere between 100 and 400 attendees, depending on the market that you're in. One of the ways that we've grown so quickly and scaled is through kind of our integrated marketing. You're able to find us through our meetup pages. We have over 60 different meetup groups online. We also have over 60 different LinkedIn groups. We have a 6 million member email list. We have a weekly newsletter and a handful of other ways that we help promote our events. And that has been really effective for us as marketers and spreading the word about the events and getting people to register and come to the events is by creating an integrated marketing approach and not just focusing on having an email list and email marketing, but really being able to utilize all of their different marketing channels to spread awareness and get people to sign up and join our list and ultimately attend our event.
When you have those types of events, is it from a strategy standpoint for an online marketer, is it best to continue going to the same events over and over again to become more well known? I know a lot of people look at, joining things like, BNI or things like that. What's the best way to use these type of networking events?
Great question. So one of my other tips is really to get involved. So what we do is at every event, we have new folks that are coming. We have our repeat attendees that come every event. But overall, even if you came every month 12 times a year, you're going to have the chance to network with some new folks, some new small business owners. So get involved. Find out who's hosting the event. Offer to be a volunteer, right? If you're at the front greeting people, you now have more of a credibility as to who you are. And so after greeting people, and once you're able to network with them, it makes the conversation stand out a little bit better. So ask who's hosting the event. Try to get involved. Try to volunteer, and that's that's a key reason to really differentiate yourself from the many people that attend networking events.
Ah, I love that. That's a great tip. What, as you take a look at some of these events, I know it's always fun for me to kind of watch those who are kind of on the outside of the circle and they're trying to break in to be involved in the circle where there's one person is they really want to meet. Is there any strategy or tip on how to do that tactfully?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to be respectful. So, you know, if you're in a setting of three people, you don't want to close your circle. You want to have your circle open. And so if you're looking to connect with folks that have a circle closed, go on in and introduce yourself and join in that little circle, but make sure you don't close that circle. So people are going to be able to be invited into your little group. So in networking events, they're not meant to be cliques, right? The whole point is for you to be able to network amongst each other. And one of the key things that we've done that people really benefit from is we have a strategic approach to getting the networking done. And I think this is going to be great for online marketers and funnel hackers in general. We have a strategic approach to networking that encompasses your industry badge on your that has your color-coded industry badge. So if I'm a marketer, I would have a red badge that says my name and my company name. And if I'm looking to network and connect with a certain industry, I can look for those folks based off of the color of their badge. So if I'm looking to talk to medical professionals, if that's my target, if that's who I'm building funnels for, I can navigate the event and find those folks based off of the industries that they're working with. So there's kind of a strategic approach to hosting these events. And I think that'll be really helpful for folks that are targeting particular industries. That way, if you have no interest or benefit to connecting with a particular industry, you can still you don't really need to find them. You can really network with who you need to network with and benefit that way.
I think that's awesome. That's a great idea. So as we kind of get close to wrapping things up here, Elias, what are some other tips or strategies you want to make sure people leave with?
Absolutely. Well, we mentioned get involved. You know, networking events are a great platform to find strategic partners. We talked about maybe volunteering. You know, a couple other things is you can utilize networking events as a way to grow your email list, right? We all know that building an email list is extremely important to us. And networking events gives you that ability to collect business cards and build rapport and continuously grow your email list. So deliver value. And once you have that relationship built and you have a product to offer, then networking events really is a perfect way to grow your email list in a different capacity. So I think growing your email list, delivering value, demonstrating your expertise, I think those are all really, really great tips. But ultimately, just like a gym membership, if you don't go, you don't grow. So whether it's a network after work event or any other networking event, yeah, really go out there, give it a shot. And I think for those that really give it a try, they're going to find that it's an excellent way to promote their products and services, to connect with other small business owners, and to help grow and scale their business.
I love that. Well, again, Elias, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it, and I look forward to having our ClickFunnels Funnel Hacker community get to know you better and possibly some of your events in local areas. If they wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way of contacting you?
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave. They can email me at elias@networkafterwork.com. That's E-L-I-A-S at networkafterwork.com. And anyone that emails me, I'll be happy to give them a complimentary ticket to any of our events in the United States. We're currently in about 80 markets across the country, hosting 80 events per month. So I'd love to give you guys some complimentary tickets to anyone that reaches out. And we look forward to having you guys come out and really benefit from promoting your services to the networking community.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks again, Elias.
All right, take care.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.